The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. "This is the time of fulfillment," he said. "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat along with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Last week's Gospel had Jesus ask those who came to him, "What do you seek?" And they responded, "Where are you staying?" Jesus told them, "Come and see." Today's gospel proclaims, "The kingdom is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." These invitations are not just 2,000 years ago, but they're for you and me today. Jesus is inviting us Jesus is inviting us into a discipleship that calls for an honest reflection on our lives. This week we have an opportunity, unique opportunity to do this at our parish mission. We're blessed to have Mike Patin as our parish mission speaker. Mike comes to us from Lafayette, Louisiana, and you'll notice a delightful, slight southern accent in his voice. He's a husband to Marlene and a dad of one daughter, Megan. Mike has spent over 30 years serving the church as high school teacher, coach, diocesan staff person, and youth minister. He's given over 60 parish missions for the past 10 years throughout the United States and Canada. He calls himself a full-time faith horticulturist, speaking across North America to young people and adults about Catholic faith, positive attitude, and living life fully through using our God-given gifts. When Mike is asked how he'd like to be introduced, his response is, "As a man of hope and a struggling disciple of the risen Jesus." So people of Holy Families, please welcome Mike Patin.
Thank you, Father Tony. Good morning. I heard the first reading, and my job today is to tell you a little bit about how I'm going to present this parish mission over the next three nights, but also kind of tied into the scripture reading because we came to hear God's word today. The first reading was about Jonah. Now, I was so great to see all the little children leave to go and hear the word explained to them, because when I'm at home and not traveling across the country, that's what I do. I break open the word for the little bitty ones. And the Jonah story, Jonah and the whale, is a great story. But my favorite was about 4 months ago, we did Adam and Eve and the snake. Great story, Garden of Eden. And I asked the children, I said, "All right, who can tell me what happened to Adam and Eve in the garden?" And one little boy said, "They got throwed out." I said, "You're right, they did. Do you know why?" He goes, "Yeah, because they had sinned." I said, "Excellent. And how had they sinned?" He goes, "Because they was naked." I said, "Well, that's not the problem in and of itself." I said, "How did they know they were naked?" And the little boy said, "They knew they were naked because they had eaten the fruit of the loom." Now, you and I know that's not how the story goes. And I can understand why little children don't get all the details right. Their brains aren't fully developed. The memory's not as full as it can be. My problem is, how come I, a full-grown man in my mid-50s, been Catholic all my life? How come I don't get it? You see, I do well in this sacred space. I do well in God's house. I do great when I hear the music that leads my soul to sing. I do great when I hear the Word of God proclaimed and preached. I do well through the grace of the sacraments. But as soon as I hit them doors and one of you cuts me off in the parking lot, all them good feelings is gone. And then when I go home and my real week starts, before I left Louisiana, I started pulling up my tax receipts and stuff to get it all ready to go to the accountant and stuff. And then I turn on the news and watch some of the unrest in our country and some of the terrorism around the globe. And then I just deal with regular home stuff, you know? I mean, I've got elderly relatives, and I'm trying to make sure that they're taken care of. And my 22-year-old daughter is living at home. You got all these things, and sometimes it's really hard to connect real faith to real life. I only spend an hour or so, maybe two or three in here a week. I spend the other 165 out there. And believe it or not, that's what this mission is going to be about. How do we take real faith, living faith, and bring it to real life where we spend most of our lives? The first mission I ever did was in a small town, Vernon, Texas. And back then, this was before GPS was so popular on our phones, I had printed up the MapQuest directions, all right? And it said 2.2 miles, church on left. I drove 2.2 miles. There was no church. I got a little nervous. I saw a school boy on a bicycle. I rolled down the window. I said, "Could you tell me where Holy Trinity Church is?" He said, "Mister, we only got one main road in town. You're on it. The church is two blocks straight ahead." I said, "Well, thank you." He said, "Why, you want to know where that church is?" I said, "Well, I'm going there to do a mission." He said, "What's that?" I said, "Well, I'm going to help people find God." He looked at me and said, "Find God? You can't even find the church." Well, the good news is, in South Pasadena, I done found the church. Because I found you. Ordinary people who live ordinary lives with ordinary families and friends, who try to include the holy in that. My name is Mike Patin, P-A-T-I-N, native of Lafayette, Louisiana. I'm going to be 55 this year. I've been married 28 years, and it's been 7 of the happiest years of my life. What bothers me is my wife says that's kind of a high estimate. But anyway, all right, we have one daughter, 22 years old, Megan. My work history, I was a former high school teacher and coach. I was a former university coach. I was a diocesan director of youth ministry for the Archdiocese of New Orleans. But for the last 11 or 12 years, I'm self-employed. I go around talking to all kinds of people about God, church, faith, religion, and I try to do it in a slightly different way. And this mission is going to be slightly different than maybe what you've experienced before. What we're going to do is we're going to call our mission a call to reality living. Reality faith, reality living, boom. And we're going to use three reality TV show titles. We're not going to talk about the show a lot, so if you don't watch the show, don't worry about it. They're just titles. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, we're going to have a little meal at 6, optional if you want to come for a light meal, 6 to 6:45. I go on at 7 o'clock. Our topic is going to be The Amazing Race. Now, if you've never seen that show, that's where a scavenger hunt meets musical chairs. And the object is you got to run and do these weird, crazy tasks, and then you got to get back to home base. But don't be the last one back, because if you last, you lose. Well, sometimes that's what my life feels like. I'm running from task to task, and I'm like a dog chasing his own tail or a hamster on the wheel, and it gets so busy and so crazy. And I feel like sometimes I'm out of control. And I'm wondering if my life really is an amazing race. Or is it amazing grace? Where's God in busyness? That's what we're going to talk about, laugh about the first night. That's what we're going to do. Now, for those of you who don't like to travel at night, on Tuesday morning, after 8 o'clock Mass, there'll be a little continental breakfast at 8:30. And I'm going to repeat what I did Monday night, Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. I just want to let you know that, all right? Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Here's what we're going to do. Extreme Makeover. Has anybody in the church seen the show Extreme Makeover? Anybody at all? Y'all don't have TV in California. Let me check this. All right. Extreme Makeover. If you don't know what that show's about, they remodel your home for free. How many of you in here would like somebody to remodel your house for free? How many of you have weird, freaky relatives that you wish God would remodel for free? Yep. Well, that's what we're going to talk about the second night, believe it or not. We're going to talk about where's God in them strange, friends, family, and co-workers we deal with on a daily basis. Because I have it on good authority that God wants to do an extreme makeover in South Pasadena. But he don't want to make over all them people. He wants to make over the way we look at those same people. So we're going to talk about where's God in them people closest to us who know how to get on our very last nerve. Where's God then in brokenness and real relationships? That's the second night. Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock Mass, 8:30 Continental Breakfast, 9 o'clock, I'm going to repeat the Tuesday night Extreme Makeover, okay? Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about The Apprentice. Now, if you've never seen that show, that's a bunch of people trying to win a job from Donald Trump. They want to win a quarter of $1 million a year job from Donald Trump so they can study the secrets and learn the wisdom of the financial master. Well, we're going to talk about what it means to be a school student, to be a college student, to be a young adult, to be single, married, divorced. We're going to talk about what it means to be widowed. We're going to talk about what does it mean for an ordinary person on the West Coast in the year 2015 to be an apprentice and to learn the secrets of joy and peace from a real Jesus. That's what we're going to talk about, three nights. Now, some of you are like, whoo, Mike, three nights, that's a lot of time. Reminds me, I was dating my wife. We were boyfriend and girlfriend at the time. I brought her to my parents' house. And my dad, before he left the office, called Mom. Do I need to pick up anything for you to finish cooking supper? She says, yeah, I need a few things. He picked them up, came home, set the bag on the kitchen counter, then went and kissed Mama on the cheek, and then he went and sat in his Lazy Boy recliner and pulled it up so he could watch the evening news. And my mother wanted to show my girlfriend she had her husband trained. So she said, oh, honey, I think you forgot something. My dad said, what's that, love? You didn't tell me you love me. My daddy looked at her and said, I came home, didn't I? Now, my mama knew daddy loved her, and I knew that daddy loved her. And guess what? I know you love God because you're here at church on Sunday. The latest statistics tell us that only 23% of adult Catholics in the United States make Sunday Mass regularly. I know you love God, so I'm not going to guilt you to come back into church. But if you like to think, if you like to laugh, if you like to figure out your spirituality in a practical way, come. Each night is independent. So if you've got a commitment on Tuesday and can't make it, don't worry. Come Monday or come Wednesday. Come. Bring somebody, young, old, Catholic, not Catholic. We don't care. Bring them. I started with children. Let me end with children. A few weeks ago, it's Christmas. The children are so hyped up. They don't want to listen, and I sure ain't going to keep their attention. I said, look, here's some color and some paper. Draw me a picture, Jesus, birthday, whatever. I got some beautiful ones, but my favorite was a complete nativity scene with a couple of extras. Everything you could imagine in the nativity that was supposed to be there was, but this little girl, in addition to everything else, up in the clouds drew a table with a red and white checkered tablecloth, and on the table was garlic bread, pasta, and marinara sauce right there, boom. And there was an airplane flying right at it. And I looked at this picture and I tried to, you know, think with the mind of a five-year-old. And I said, sweetie, can you explain your picture? She goes, uh-huh, that's Jesus and Mama and Daddy. And that's the shepherds and the animals. And that's the wise men and the angels and the star. I said, I get all of that. What's with the Olive Garden over here in the corner? What's going on? And she looked at me like I was strange. She goes, you don't go to church? I said, I go to Mass every Sunday. Why? She goes, well, you know what that is. I said, no, darling, what is it? She goes, silly, that's lasagna in the highest. No, darling, it's Hosanna in the highest. It means glory to God in the heavens. I said, but what about the airplane? She goes, oh, that's Pontius the pilot. The little boy next to her, about 4 years old, he had his piece of paper. He's scribbling like crazy. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm drawing a picture of God. I said, well, good for you. That's good. Then I decided to pick a little fun at him. I said, but buddy, you do know nobody's ever seen God. Nobody knows what God looks like. And he looked at me with that toothless grin. He goes, they will when I'm finished. My question, whether you come to the mission or not, you see, coming to the mission or not, that's not my business. That's you, God, your schedule. That's your business. But my question is, we're going to continue to celebrate this Eucharist. The living God who has been from the beginning of time, the Jesus who walked this earth through word and sacrament, comes today. He called Jonah. He called the apostles. In those readings, we keep hearing, the time is now. Jonah was ready. The people heard the message. It was a little bit challenging, made them a little bit uncomfortable. They were ready. St. Paul says, time is a gift. Be careful. The time is coming. This world's passing away. Jesus in the gospel, the time of fulfillment is now. The kingdom is at hand. It ain't 5 years from now. It's now. Whether you come or not, it's not my business. But that little boy, I love his thing. When we leave this church in a half hour and we walk out the doors, will other people in our real world, the people we work with and live with, our families and friends, will they know what God's love, compassion, kindness, outreach, tenderness, will they know what that looks like by the picture you and I draw with our lives? Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, we're all just pencils in the hand of God, who's still writing a love letter to the world. My brothers and sisters, as we continue to celebrate this Eucharist, let us pray for the openness to be fed by the One, to be fed by the God who is alive, to be fed by the God who is real, who invites us to take the faith that we have and make it stronger so that we can bring it to the real world in which we live. Have a great week. God bless you.